Hello, good afternoon. This is Elisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, Elisa. This is Donna Grange for Conley Grange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was letting you know my father's in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I was letting you know that.
Okay, and when the patient was hospitalized?
Was he still alive?
No, when he was hospitalized.
You mean when he went in the hospital, you mean?
Yeah, like when he's
seven.
When he's in the hospital.
Yeah, he came in probably like at 9.
Well, for today.
Yeah, for today. And you know what? I forgot to do my task thing last night. I was trying to go back in and do it. Wouldn't let me do it. So just let
no,
you know.
It won't let you know since already the day passed. Also, I want to know why was the patient taken? If he was taken by ambulance, by car, at
ambulance.
The hospital?
No,
okay.
Ambulance.
And why he was taken?
Why? He's fallen.
Okay. And
yeah.
Also, to which hospital he was taken?
Lower Bucks Hospital.
Lower Bucks. Okay. So I'm going to make the report, and please remember that you are not able to clock in and clock out until the patient is at home again, okay?
I know. Yeah, I know. Let me ask you this. When am I eligible for, like, the benefits and all?
I have to ask, or I can transfer to you to HR because they manage that information.
Okay. Who do I have to talk to?
I can transfer to you if you want to.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Thanks, Elisa.
Okay, I'm going to transfer.
Okay. Hey, Lisa.
Elisa.
Hello? Elisa, hi. Did you hear when I said I forgot to do my task thing last night?
Yes, in that case, you have to submit a timesheet because since the day already passed, the system won't allow you to do it.
Okay, so it's okay is what I'm saying.
Yes, you can send the timesheet.
Does it count for a day?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay, huh?
Okay.
Thank you.
Just give me one second.